This has been supported by the Taoiseach himself, who just recently said that in the negotiations that they will maintain and support the right of the people in the North to remain EU citizens, and another Irish government will not abandon the people in the North again. What I'm asking now is for them words to turn into action, and that legislation which can be enacted by the Irish government that would allow for those two MEP seats to be given to the people in the North who the majority of voted to remain within the EU, and to ensure that the rights that were afforded to them through the EU around workers' rights, environmental rights, civil rights are still maintained and allowed. You know, we have a copper fastening of the Good Friday Agreement.
Now, your motion went to recorded vote. Overwhelmingly, councillors did vote in favour of your motion, but not without some debate. However, you are welcoming that debate. You feel that this issue in general isn't being talked about enough, or action isn't being taken.
That's correct. I think we're sleepwalking into this Brexit. I think some of the comments there today in the chamber that there won't be a hard border. The people who are living, who are saying that, are living in cloud cuckoo land. There's one thing that has happened all through this year is that the European Union are insistent that the Irish citizens in the six counties' rights are not impinged upon or infringed upon by Brexit. If there is to be a Brexit, if Britain is pulling out, then of course there's going to be a hard border. The people who's going to suffer are the people who are living in the border counties and the six counties.